Would you tell us about your fascination with puppets?
Sure. I've always liked puppets. I've always liked puppets, and I've always liked animation. And as a kid, I would watch animation. I would watch puppet shows. And there's just something about that creativity that has always appealed to me. I used to have an old Kermit the Frog puppet that I would play with all the time. And yeah, there's just something magical about that that I was always sort of taken with. And for me, I've always been looking for ways to keep playing in that world. I think whatever that was as a child that was drawn to puppets and animation, I still have that. And I still would like to be creative in that way. And so, yeah, when it came time to put this special together and I had the ability to kind of do something different and in my own way, puppets were kind of a no-brainer because to me it just felt like, oh, if I can at least start this process, maybe if I can use puppets in this, somebody will trust me to use more puppets down the road.
Well, you have been immortalized as a puppet now.
Yeah, and I think that really meant a lot.
You mentioned you had actually spent some time here in Atlanta at the Center for Puppetry Arts. When was that?
Right before the start of summer, I went down. I'd gone down because I had sold a puppet show to BBC America, and there's an animation company down there called Floyd County. They do the show Archer. Mm-hmm. And so I'd gotten to meet Adam Reed and Matt Thompson, who do Archer. And so when I was trying to pitch this puppet show around, they had been very helpful and actually mocked up some sketches so that I could kind of show people a visual of what I was talking about. So they did all this work, and they did it, you know, kind of out of the kindness of their hearts. And I had told them that if I sold the show, I would fly down and we would all go get barbecue. And so the show sold, and it's very easy to stay true to your word when barbecue is the reward. So while I was there as well, I wanted to go over to the Center for Puppetry Arts. And so it was a very exciting thing to see the Center for Puppetry Arts and to kind of tour backstage. And eventually BBC passed on the show, but hopefully it can find life somewhere else.